Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Come along with us. Today's topic is eReport.
And the title of our lesson is Visiting Sansha. Visiting Sansha. Marie, what do you think of when you hear the words history, culture, antiques?
Oh, I think of a museum. Hey, is Rebecca going to a museum today? I can't wait. I love museums.
Well, Rebecca is not going to a museum today, but she is going to a place that is full of history and culture. She's going to Sansha.
Oh, that's so exciting. I can't wait to see what she does there. But first, let's go to Christina. She will tell us our key words for today.
Hello, 大家好，我们今天介绍的是三峡老街。三峡过去因为三条溪流汇集在此，所以它曾经是贸易商业的中心。随着交通运输的发达与改善，水路输运失去了优势，商业中心的地位也就渐渐外移了。动词改进改善就是 improve. He has improved a lot. 三峡的蓝染很出名，蓝染是蓝色的蓝，染色的染。形容词 famous 就是闻名有名的。The town is famous for many things. 蓝染是一种染布的技术，染料是用一种植物 plant 做的。It's made from a plant.染料做好之后，就把布料放进这种美丽的蓝色染料里。布料就是 cloth. People use the dye to make beautiful blue cloth. 布料 cloth 是不可数名词。制作之前，先用橡皮筋以不同的方式在布料上绑出图案，绑起来的部分染不到，所以染过之后，布料上会出现很特别不同的图案。You can see special patterns on it.形容词 special 就是特别的。
Hello, friends! Welcome to eReport. My name is Rebecca. Today, we are visiting the city of Sansha near New Taipei City. It's only...about 30 minutes from Taipei, but I've actually never been here before. However, my friends tell me that there are a lot of things to see and do here, so I'm very excited. Well, just walking here in the city makes me feel like I'm walking back in time. The buildings are actually built to look the way they would have looked over 100 years ago. Okay, friends, we have a lot to see.
Sansha is a place full of history and culture. Many years ago, Sansha was a center for business and trade. Because it is located where three rivers come together, it is a place boats could access easily. So businessmen would produce, buy, sell, and trade goods here. As transportation improved and people traveled less and less by boat, business moved elsewhere.But the culture and history of Sansha remained.
Sansha looks like a beautiful town. It's located in New Taipei City, and it's Rebecca's first time there. She is very excited.
I'm excited for her. It really does look like she is walking back in time. It looks like a place full of history and culture. Christina?Can you tell us more about this?
三峡是一个充满了历史与文化的地方。Sansha is a place full of history and culture. 这个句子里另外一个说法是 Sansha is a place that is full of history and culture. 句子里的 that is full of history and culture 是形容词子句修饰前面的 a place, 只是 that is 被省略掉了。比如说你今天跟朋友到游乐园去玩，你说 that is a place full of fun and excitement, 那是一个充满趣味和刺激的地方。如果你想要描述自己的国家是一个美与自然的地方，就说 My country is a place full of beauty and nature. 所以句型就是某个地方加上 is a place full of something. 所以现在请你也造句试试看吧。
Sansha really is a place full of culture.We learn that Sansha was once an important place for business and trade, and it is a place where three rivers meet, so boats could easily get to it. Businesses would buy, sell, and trade goods there until transportation improved.
Transportation. Now this word is quite long, so let's practice saying it together. Transportation.Transportation. Great job, guys!
So, transportation improved in Sansha, and people traveled less by boat.
That's right. So it got better. Well, let's talk more about this word, improve. You can improve your house by painting it in color.
Yeah, or you can improve your test scores by practicing and studying more.
That's right, and we can all improve in something. Well, let's see what Rebecca is up to right now. Let's watch part two together. This old street is absolutely amazing. It is about 200 meters long, which makes it one of the longest old streets in northern Taiwan.There are about 100 antique houses here on this old street. And just walking around the old street makes you feel as if you're walking in a museum. Now, if you see some of the traditional buildings, you will see a sign over these buildings. These signs help visitors understand what businesses were there and what those businesses sold.Well, right now, I'm standing in the middle of these two beautiful walkways, and I can imagine what it was like over 100 years ago with lots of people shopping and talking and just walking around this beautiful street.
Today, this old street has new shops. There are so many great things you can buy here.There are stores that sell cold drinks, calligraphy brushes, candy, antiques, old-fashioned toys, furniture, and snacks. And the shops all look like they might have looked 100 years ago.
Sansha also has lots of tasty treats like this yummy bread. It kind of looks like a croissant, but it tastes a little sweeter and I think it has more butter in it.Wow! What is this place? This looks like art, but everything is blue and there are so many different patterns. Wait. Sansha Indigo Dyeing Center? Friends, are you up for an adventure? Let's go check this place out. Come on!
One of the things that Sansha is famous for is its dye and dyed fabrics. For many years, the people of Sansha have created an indigo dye made from a special plant that grows in the area. The color of the dye is indigo blue. It is the same blue that we see in a lot of blue jeans.
Oh, hello, friends. Now, why am I sitting here staring at this plant?Well, the plant looks like a normal plant, doesn't it? However, this is the plant that is used to make the special indigo dye. Isn't that interesting?
The people of Sansha not only create the dye, but they also use the dye to create beautiful fabrics that are later turned into cloth, bags, purses, and many other products.
That old street looks amazing. The buildings around it look exactly how they did 100 years ago.
And the signs on the buildings help visitors understand what businesses were there 100 years ago and what they sold. The town is also famous for indigo dye.
If something is famous, many people know about it. Your favorite actors and singers you see on TV are famous. The Eiffel Tower in Paris is famous too. Many people visit that tower each year.
Sansha is famous for indigo dye. It's made from a plant that is found in the area. You have plants in your home, right, Marie?
I do. I have many plants that have leaves and flowers on it. I make sure they get enough water and sun. If they don't, then they can die.
Well, it's important to take care of your plants. Marie, did you see Rebecca sit next to some green plants?
I did, but the plants look like a dark green color, not an indigo blue color.
That's interesting. Somehow they use the dye from the plants to create beautiful blue cloth, which is made into bags, purses, and other things.
Oh, I wonder if, well, Rebecca will make anything. We'll find out after our break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Wow, indigo is such a nice color.
Yes, it is. Now, there are lots of things that are indigo. Bags, purses, shirts, scarves. It's beautiful.
It's been fun to look at these things at Sansha. Let's find out what else is there. Here's part three.
Wow, this place is so cool. There are so many different items to look at. There's fabric, dresses, shirts, bags, and even purses. But everything is blue, and everything has a different pattern. I wonder how they make things here.
To tie dye fabric, you need some dye, a white cloth, and rubber bands or strings to tie the cloth. The first thing to do is to fold and tie up your cloth.
Well, I have my cloth and some rubber bands and, of course, the dye. Now it's time for me to take the rubber bands and tie them around the cloth to create a design. I'm kind of nervous. I hope the design comes out really nice.
The way you fold or tie the cloth will determine the pattern that you create in the end. There are many ways to fold and tie the cloth. Be creative!
All tied up, and now let's let the magic begin.
After the cloth is tied, then it is time to dip the cloth into the dye. This part can be messy, so you may want to wear gloves.
Wow! When I first take the fabric out of the dye, it's green. And now it's time for me to squeeze all of the dye out of the fabric. Look! It turned blue! And it's important to keep dipping the fabric into the dye until your fabric is completely blue.
Once the dye has soaked into the cloth, you can take it out. Let it rest for a few minutes. After that, you can open up your cloth and see your beautiful pattern.
Okay, friends, I have dipped my cloth several times, and now it's time for me to remove the rubber bands and reveal the design.
And now it's time to see the design. Whoa! Oh, wow! Look how beautiful it is! And of course, the next step is to let my scarf hang and dry. Wow! So beautiful! Well, friends, what do you think about my shirt and my scarf? My masterpieces, aren't they beautiful? Now I'm just going to let them sit for a while and dry. Well, I've really enjoyed my trip to Sanxia. And friends, I hope that you learned something as well. Thank you for joining me for today's e-report, and I will see you next time.
Wow, there are so many different items made from indigo dye. There are bags, shirts, and scarves. Each piece of cloth has its special pattern on it.
Yeah, well, these earrings I'm wearing, they are very special.
Well, why is that?
Because these are from my grandmother, and it has a different pattern than my other earrings.
Oh, very nice. They do look very special. So, we learn that people dye the cloth to create designs. First, they tie up the cloth. Then, they put it into a dye. After the dye has soaked into the cloth, they take the cloth out.
When you dye something, you change the color of something. You might dye your hair purple, or you might dye an egg yellow.
And usually when you dye something, it stays that color. Rebecca looks like she's having a lot of fun dyeing her cloth. After she puts her cloth into the dye and she takes it out, she lets it rest for a few minutes.
That's right. And right now, Peter and I can rest for a few minutes because it's time to hear from Christina.
把染好的布从染缸里拿出来，然后需要静置几分钟。Let it rest for a few minutes. 我们要来学 rest 的用法，因为过去我们最常看到的 rest 是当名词用，比如 let's take a rest， 让我们休息一下。不过今天的 rest 是动词，表达静止，所以 let it rest for a few minutes 就是让它静置几分钟。来看例句 ，Let it rest in the water for 5 minutes。让它在水中静置五分钟，或者用烤箱烤肉，烤好之后要让肉在烤箱中静置十分钟再拿出来。Let the meat rest in the oven for 10 minutes. 这些情况都可以用 rest 来表达静止，放着不要动的意思。
Thank you, Christina. That was very helpful. Well, right now we need to review our keywords together.
Here's our first key word of the day. Improve. Improve. How can we improve our business?
Famous. Famous. Shannon is famous for her singing.
Plant. Plant. Put the green plants around the room.
Cloth. Cloth. You can use the cloth to make a shirt.
Special. Special. This is a special picture. Friends, make sure to review those keywords again.
And now, it's time for Super Sentence Man!
Excuse me, sir. I have a question.
Oh, go away. You just want my money.
Oh, no, 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 no. This is my first time here on Long Island, New York. I'm just visiting. What is the best way to get around? Should I rent a car or borrow a bike?
Well, you know, Long Island is a nice place. And I think you should Well, on Long Island, you see... Oh, shoot. I need a super sentence. Super sentence, man!
I heard someone needs a super sentence, and I have the perfect sentence just for you. Use this kind of sentence on something. Visitors can do something like this. On Long Island, visitors can take a bus.
Yes, on Long Island, visitors can take a bus.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
And before you leave, you should give me some other super sentences.
All right. On the ship, visitors can eat lots of food.
On the ship, visitors can eat lots of food. Super. What about you? Can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Okay, well, on the Brooklyn Bridge, visitors can take pictures.
On the Brooklyn Bridge, visitors can take pictures. Super deep doper. Now practice using a super sentence with this tourist.
Okay, on Long Island, visitors can take a bus.
Thanks. But I don't have any money for a bus ride.
Oh, well, I guess you'll have to start walking then.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. You know, I'm flying around Long Island now. There are many people here who need super sentences. So maybe I can just take you with...
It's okay.
No, it's okay. It's not awkward.
No. I'll walk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. Walking is good for you. Well, yeah. Friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Right?
Yeah. Goodbye. Bye, super sentence man. Whew. New York is a strange place.
Marie, did you ever dye clothes?
I did. I went to a place similar to Rebecca. I have a picture right behind us. At this place, I dyed a shirt pink and a scarf purple. It was really fun.
Oh, really interesting. Well, friends, we are out of time, and this was a lot of fun. We'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.